Maybe. But Sunday dress, Sunday suit, I've heard of.
Say if a boy kept stuffing things in his pockets, everything that he picked up, it's not long before his pockets begin to
bulge.
And if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, probably
fades, shrinks.
And you say yesterday it
shrank.
And it has.
Has shrunk.
When a girl
is... It shrunk, has shrunk.
When a girl is getting ready to go out on a date, she might spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Prepping. Prepping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if a boy's doing the same thing?
Guess he caught the same thing.
Prepping.
Yeah, but there's a little different connotation there. I don't know what else I'd call it.
And this thing that a woman carries all of her things, you know, mirrors and whatnot around it, you call that her?
Pocketbook?
Is this
purse? Thing? Yeah.
Well, what about the things she might carry extra change in?
Coin purse, yeah.
Change purse, you ever heard of call that?
Change purse, yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen men using something like that, small with a clasp on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that's got a particular name, but I can't recall that. I knew a man here, and he wore the overalls, and he'd reach in there and get that little bag out, and he'd, two sides, and he'd flip it open and dole out the coins.
Yeah.
But now he, these people would, came here from Coleman, and he called that something else.
Yeah.
And I can't remember now what it was, though. But I know what you're talking about.
These things that women wear around their wrists, call those?
I call them a bracelet.
And around the neck, that would be
a necklace.
And things that men wear over the shoulders to help keep the pants up, that would be?
Suspenders.
Ever call anything
else? Well, something, I think braces or, that's about all I've ever heard them call.
Galluses?
Oh yeah, galluses, yeah.
Would you say that's an older word or old-fashioned?
Yeah, much older. Galluses. And there may be a difference in the size and strength, or whether it's everyday wear or not, I don't know. But I've heard galluses, yeah.
Right. And this thing that you take with you to keep rain off of you, that's
an umbrella.
Have you heard it called anything else?
Parasol.
Is there a difference? Same thing.
The same thing. They both, I was curious one time, and they both mean derivative of contra, the sun.
Mm.
Para, against,
yeah.
Sol, the sun.
Sure.
And umbra, and there's a penumbra about the shadows cast by something,
right.
And an umbrella.
Right.
One's Greek and one's French, is that?
I
was curious.
Right.
Was there a difference between an umbrella? I've heard them called bumper shoots.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where that comes from. That may be British. But.
Right. Say the last thing that you put over a bed when you're making it up, that's the...
Bedspread.
Very the old-fashioned terms for that.
Well, coverlet,
yeah.
Maybe. That's all I remember.
Counterpane?
Yeah. Right. But now... I guess it's the same thing. I remember that name, but that's an older name.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you rest your head on.
A pillow.
Is there anything larger than a pillow? I don't know if it's really functional or not, or just for looks.
It's kind of a bolster.
Yeah. Was it used actually to sleep on those things?
I don't think so. I think it just made a nice big roll up at the top.
And say if that bolster was particularly long, you might say it didn't just go partway across the bed, it went